Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Yesterday, I saw a guy spill his Scrabble letters on the road. I asked him, what's the word on the street?
That's funny. I guess, I don't know. If you would like to send us in a joke or any of the other segments are about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. So now we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week, which is vacillate. Vacillate is spelled V-A-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. It's a verb. It means to waver between different opinions or actions or indecision. So, Dayton, have you ever vacillated?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Well, when there's M&Ms or Skittles, I never choose.
Just mix them together?
Sure.
And that's how you eat candy. Now it's time for this week's little-known Black History fact or Black History person, which Dayton has for us.
This is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If you can't fix it, it ain't broke. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Booker T. Washington was born April 5th, 1856, and was an American educator, author, orator, and advisor to multiple presidents of the United States between 1890 and 1915. Washington was the dominant leader in the African American community and the contemporary black elite. Educator Booker T. Washington was one of the foremost African American leaders of the late 19th century, early 20th centuries, founding the Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute, now known as Tuskegee University.
So he sounds like a really interesting guy, and, you know, Tuskegee Institute is still open, so he has a huge impact that's still, you know, like, affecting us today in multiple ways. So sounds like, you know, he's a really good person to have on the podcast. So now we're going to jump right into this week's this or that question, which isn't the best one, but he's just going to ask it anyway. So, Dayton, would you rather have a couch or a recliner?
I would rather have a couch.
Why?
Because they have recliners inside couches.
Okay. So, basically, you can get both in one. So, this question has absolutely no meaning. But it's fine. You know, you can still choose one you like better independently. And, you know, that's the question. Again, if you'd like to send us in a this or that, clearly we need one, or any of the other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com, and you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny packs.
Never seen before.
Big posters that say Bruh versus Bro.
It's crazy.
Cars.
It's so crazy.
And so much more.
Yep. It's all cool. Yep. Okay, so now we're going to go right into the next segment. Now that you know everything, you can win. Probably going to email us. Don't just email us saying that you want stuff, because we're not going to give you stuff if you do that. You gotta give, like, feedback. Like, say something like, the this or that question isn't good. Here's an example of a good one. And then, we can get some stuff. But if you just say, give me stuff, that's not right. Don't do that. So now we're going to jump right into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
Book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where Church and Life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Stranded is a book written by Jeff Prost, who is the host of Survivor. The book started out with four kids and two adults sailing on a boat. The four kids were Carter, Jane, Vanessa, and Buzz, who were sailing and then got stranded on an island and had to go through many hardships to try and get out.
So it sounds like he used his experience on the show Survivor to make this book. Sounds like pretty cool. So if I made a book, it'd be called Bro versus Bro, The Life and History. I don't know. Be a good book though. Probably should read it. And yeah. So now as we get into the end of this week's podcast, time for the final segment, which is Fact of the Day, or This Day in History. On February 9th in 1971, pitcher Leroy Satchel Paige becomes the first Negro League veteran to be nominated for the Baseball Hall of Fame. In August of that year, Paige, a pitching legend known for his fastball, showmanship, and the longevity of his playing career, which spanned 5 decades, was inducted. So, I think, you know, we've had brought up Satchel Paige several times on this podcast, and I think he's just a really good inspiration for people who want to play baseball. They're realizing that no matter what they look like, they can play. Yeah, that's good. So now Dayton's going to give us some shout-outs to some listeners.
The Grove Presbyterian basketball team with Romeo, Moses, Aiden, Nixon, Ramir, Elijah, Vance, and Bryson.
Whole squad. So now we're going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash cutie, Beamer, and our therapy dog, P.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week. This is Bruh versus Bro.